Quinnahock Tribal Police Chief John Peter has been coordinating the search effort with local search and rescue groups. On Saturday, he put the search on hold.
Due to the cold dropping temperatures, we had to stop the search until the weather cooperates with us.
Snow covers the ground and ice has begun forming. The National Weather Service forecast a blizzard for Tuesday.
I'm not even sure if we'd be able to send out boats because of the ice that's on the mouth of our river.
Peter says if temperatures rise and the ice breaks, the search could resume. If not, they will wait until spring to look for the 7 missing people.
I wish we could search some more, but with this weather, I don't want to risk anybody else's life to search.
Government search efforts have also stopped. Alaska State Troopers and the U.S. Coast Guard ended their search for the missing boaters last week after searching Nunavik Island and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta coast for 4 days. State House Democratic Representative for District 38, Tiffany Zolkuski, wrote a letter to the Alaska State Troopers asking them to deploy the Civil Air Patrol to search for the missing boaters. In response, Colonel Brian Barlow with the troopers noted the somberness of the situation. He detailed the search efforts that had already been taken and wrote that the Civil Air Patrol believes the Coast Guard is the most appropriate agency to search, and that the effort could resume if new debris or evidence is found, but for now, the Civil Air Patrol will not engage in the search. The 7 missing boaters are Chad Chadwick Sr., Neil Guttleben, Alexi Nose Jr., Michael Sharp, Elizabeth Wassily, Willie Wassily, and Bernice Waska. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.